the Mishnah at the beginning of Lulav HaGozel says that the Lulav Sheyesh Bo Shloshet Tfachidin L'Nei Bo Kosher. And the Gemara says in Daf Lamed Beis that you need another Tefach beyond the Gimel Tfachim, so Kidei L'Nei Bo. And so we can clear in terms of this additional Tefach, is it that the Shear, the Cheftza of Lulav is four tvachim, while the other medium, that dasman avavis, is gimel tvachim, but it's also shir and cheftza, or that the extra tefach by lulav is kidela neneyabo, and it's a sehechetimtza, so to speak, in terms of doing the ninuim. And could be an afkimina, if it's a shir and hechetimtza, maybe on that extra tefach you wouldn't say. Let's say one tefach was for Shavuot Azor and the rest wasn't, if the reason is because of Ksus Semech Shavuot. But from the Gemara in Nina, Daf Chafav, which counts amongst the Chamish Shurim tefach, also tefach Kidel and Aneabo. So you see that it's a sheer. That it's a loch, it's for the special shikdel and aneabo. So still we can clear whether that extra tefach kidel and aneabo is it mitzdarev to the other gimel tefachim of the lulav. And ikadin, it's part of the shir lulav, and then integrated and therefore the shir lulav is four tvachim. The shir lulav is gimel tvachim, and hechetimtza that's required kidel in aneyabo. So this the Rav thought was should depend on machlokes Rashi and Tosis on Daf Lamed Beis. That Rashi says it seems that the shir tefach, the fourth tefach, is equivalent to the other three tefachim. However, we cheshmen the tefach, which is a tefach gadol, tefach cotton, tefach bas chamish, bas sheish. So if it's the same shear like the others, so therefore it's integrated into the, it's all one shear in the cheftza shalulav, namely dalet tefachim. However, toisis in nida, holds that this additional tefach is separate and cheshbin in terms of its size, its length, different from the other three tefachim. And these different days are called in Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Tov Reis Nun. And therefore, according to Tosis, it's a separate shir tefach and not integrated into the shir lulav of that's one integrated shir of dalet tefachim, and it could be that there's an afkamina. What if the hadasim are taller than gimel tefachim? Does the lulav have to be more than dalet tefachim? In other words, there must be that the shedra of the lulav must extend beyond the hadasim. So if the tefach is meant to extend beyond the gimel tefachim, so if it's integrated into the other, in other words, it's dalet tefachim for the indeed kedela name, but it's dalet tefachim. That's the shir of the cheftz of lulav. Then we don't care that it should necessarily extend beyond the hadasim. But if that tefach, this fourth tefach, is an independent shear, and so maybe that it has to extend beyond the hadasim. And especially if we say it's only shayach to the ninuim, so certainly it's a separate shear. So this is Idivan says that the schedule of the lulav has to extend at least a tefach beyond the Hadassah and Avavis, and that's what it seems like in Or HaChaim also.